News Radio 930 WBEN.
It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, welcome back to Bowerly and Bellavia. We're at the 2018 SPCA Radio-a-thon, and it is sponsored by, presented by Geico. You can call the Comtel donor line to be an angel to the animals, 873-7722, 873-7722, and every angel for the animals gets a free gift from Mighty Taco. And this hour is brought to you by M&T Bank, and we appreciate their support of the SPCA.
I became an angel earlier today.
That is the voice of Tim Wenger, who says that every year, but yet never provides any information whatsoever.
Check the records, and I didn't even take the Mighty Taco prize.
Didn't you once adopt an animal from here?
Twice, yeah. 13 years ago, the dog, Chipper. And
you ended up in a Chipper.
Yeah, right. And then, no, wait, this, it gets better. Then, like, 4 years ago, I came home with the cat.
Right.
And we named the cat Shredder.
Chipper and Shredder.
Yeah.
That's really cute. It's not like Ruth Bader Ginsburg,
so
though.
I was trying to think, because Susan said that I kind of had permission to go home with another cat today.
Really?
Kitten. Yeah. But there's two white ones in there, and they're, like, hooked together. You couldn't take them apart.
Your kids are going to come home from college, like, what is going on here?
Just but anyway,
filling the house
so
with
if you have a
cats.
Chipper and a Shredder, what would you name the third?
Collator. No, I don't know.
Mulch.
Chipper and Mulch. Mulch.
That's really funny.
Mulch, Chipper, and Shredder. But the dog's still with us.
No, you go Chipper, then Shredder, and then Mulch.
Then Mulch. Mulch is going to be that little cat.
Hey, Louis, huh?
Louis, Texas Red Hots on Harlem and Mineral. First of all, the nicest kind of staff in the world. They just brought hot dogs and milkshakes over. Louis, Texas Red Hots, thank you so very much.
And we're not having...
No, they're absolutely delicious milkshakes, by the way, so thank you. And
yeah.
They're
nice
really,
lady.
Very nice lady. She was at the Christmas party yesterday, and she was like, where was Tim Wenger? And I'm like, I don't know. He didn't feel like he didn't want to do it.
Oh,
but anyway, we're going to get a brief update. In case you missed it, there was a good 45 minutes of bedlam today, and it was just getting information. We found out there was a bomb threat that was sent to an area... Buffalo building via email, and we're getting ready for the program here. We're doing a radio-a-thon for animals. We don't want any no one to be upset. All of a sudden this huge story broke, Tim, and then it became clear that this wasn't just Buffalo that was affected by
this. It was all over the country, but you know, I the first one locally was Niagara University. They cleared the place out. They got a bomb threat. They dismissed all the kids, sent them home. And then quickly, I got word from the newsroom. Tom Puckett was all over this, and he said that Paul Cambria's building in downtown Buffalo at Eagle and Delaware was evacuated. Paul was not there at the time, but relayed the story to us. And then just across town, Carl Palladino's Ellicott Square building was evacuated, all due to these bomb threats. But the interesting thing is why the bomb threats came in, and then there was this demand of... payment in Bitcoin, and then quickly started to see the national stories on Twitter come through. This was happening all over the place. It happened out nationwide. I know in Washington State.
So it seems like they just went after prominent
yeah.
people. And if you're Celino Barnes, you're thinking, what about us? Why are we? We're huge. Why are you going with Paul?
That's right. I don't know.
We have a Palladino. You hit Cambria, one of the most celebrated attorneys, not only in Buffalo, but you know how many Supreme Court.
Right.
Cases has he done? Carl Palladino, obviously a national figure. But then Niagara University, NCCC. And then as Tim stated, it looks like it's a... Well, Stefan Mihailu had sent me a text message saying that, you know, what his office is looking into it, and it looks like it's a spam threat, which
right.
could be generated from a 13-year-old in his basement.
Yeah, and then Captain Ronaldo was on our air earlier. Tom has been... you know, telling you about that at the top and bottom of every hour. But Captain Ronaldo said the 911 system went kind of, you know, crazy, too, with a lot of phone calls coming in saying, hey, what's going on? There's a bomb threat. Is there a bomb threat?
Do we know how many calls that system can actually take? Because it seems like anytime anything happens, there's a limit to how many calls they can take in. That's why they act.
I don't know, but
clear answer. No, but they're always saying to call the non-emergency number because there's a limited amount of calls.
But if there's a bomb threat, you're going to call 911.
From an email, though?
Yeah, if I got an email right now that...
Would you not be able to differentiate spam from a real legit... Because, I mean, if I get a lot of spam threats that say they're going to kill me, honestly, or they're going to give me a Nigerian...
You should probably tell me that.
No, but I'm just saying, I don't get a lot of death threats, but I get a lot of, fake... spam emails. $15 million in Egypt, or David, help me, move some Bitcoin, or David, do whatever. It's spam. It's not real. It's a fake. They just took my name, my email, generated it, and it's there. But you can never be too safe when you're talking about a public building.
No, not at all. I mean, the Ellicott Square building, big office building, a lot
That's
of people
huge.
In it.
Right.
Paul Cambria's building is very busy.
You got the feeling, though,
law firm and other stuff in there.
When the joint
Board of Elections is in that building.
When the Joint Terrorism Task Force got involved, though, you got the feeling that they knew that this was
and then it
not
just started,
as serious.
It started to get the there were ticks coming in from all over the country where this was happening. So.
And then you knew that within 20 minutes of that story break.
Yeah, but then very quickly we did get the all clear in each of the buildings. Niagara University was first, and then the Ellicott Square building. In Cambria's building, we all got to go back in. And Brendan Keeney went down there, and everything very quickly went right back to normal.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the power of Keeney. that's what happens. But as far as the how long have you actually been doing the SPCA Radiothon?
Since we started it. So I honestly don't know when that started. But if we got Chipper 13 years ago, that was probably one of the first, so...
And there's always been a commitment.
15 years or so.
But Entercom and the SPCA have had a relationship for a very long time. Gina Browning is on, Fridays.
Fridays at 8:50. She's been doing that for years.
Brings in animals all the time. And when we look at how, this organization has evolved, this building that we're in that, these radiothons help pay for.
Yeah. I went on a complete tour with her earlier today for the 930 and 716 podcast. We walked through the entire building and... it's just remarkable. I mean, everybody thinks of the SPCA as this lobby, the pet shop over there,
the
dogs
pet shop
over there, and cats over here, right? That's
right.
What you think. That's it. When you go deep into this building, I mean, there are surgery centers, there's veterinary clinics.
There's a branch of Things Remembered back here.
There are more people here than in any mall in Western New York.
That's really true. Yeah, when I came in here, the parking was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, and the police agency that the SPCA operates here, take animals in abuse cases. I mean, it's remarkable what they do. It's not just I want to go and pick out a puppy or a kitten, and which is a great service, but it's only one small part of what they do.
Right, and they it's affected throughout the entire area. When we find out, it's not just dogs and cats. We heard the story of the three beavers. Ruth broke its ribs the same day that Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell, so they named
the beaver. Ruth Beaver Ginsburg.
Ruth Beaver Ginsburg. I like that. And then there was another thing. They brought in an eagle right before the 4th of July that was wounded, and it was a baby adolescent eagle, whatever. They took the eagle and brought it back to
I
health.
Was here last week, too, when Lena Solmark was here, and we were going through the building, and he wanted to go see. We were in the Wildlife Center with the director, who you had on a little bit ago. And she said, "Hey, we're doing a procedure right now on a hawk." And he said, I want to see that. So we followed Lena Solmark down the hall, and we watched. They were operating on what I would call the claws of the bird. I guess it's the talon of the bird. But I mean, there was a veterinarian and someone helping her, and they were doing this intricate procedure on the bottom of this hawk. It's remarkable.
It really is. And the amount of, you would think how many surgeons can actually do that here, and they work on everything, and they give them world-class care. And, Linus Allmark, the Sabres aren't making him do that.
No.
This is something he really has a passion for.
No, I talked with him afterwards, and
he's doing more with him.
Yeah, he's doing a lot more. He signed all these pucks. It went out the door real quick today, early this morning when they had the promotion with his pucks. But he was super. He came through. He was so interested in, he could have come in here and made a quick appearance and leave. He did not. He did the full on tour. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it speaks volumes. You always see that with, the Bills and the Sabres who make their guys do some charitable work. You might hear about a, recycling campaign. But when they show up in person...
He has two dogs, by the way. You know what the dogs' names are?
I can't.
It's not Chipper and Shredder. Bob and Barry.
Bob and Barry.
Bob and Barry.
I never. Would you ever name
corgis?
Do you name animals after human names?
He does.
Yeah.
Bob and Barry.
That's a weird. I never got into that. That's like the inflatable Christmas stuff. I'm just not.
If we got that third cat today, we were going to name it David. I mean,
David the cat. That's a great honor. That's exactly what you want to be. Have a cat named after you, especially the Wenger home, which you know. That cat is only brought out once a year. It's put in the garage. So, you know, the hoarding, one of the things that I found interesting is that with the animal folks here that are doing the investigations on abuse, is that the hoarding is now overtaken the stories of, you know, wanton animal abuse, where you see, remember Phoenix the dog?
Right.
You know, but...
They never know when that stuff is going to happen either. You know, it's
right.
Like when Gina, we're in touch with Gina all the time. And I'm always amazed. Like, it could be the quietest news day, and all of a sudden, you know, she'll send this note to me, like, we're raiding this place in, you know, town XYZ, and there's, you know, 80 cats.
Right.
It's like, oh, my God. I mean, that stuff's happening in your town, in your community. It's really, it's awful. And they...
You at least have to give Bowerly a heads-up call before...
80 cats. No, but like...
He's a super animal guy. He really is. He loves his animals. Like, they're people to him. And the thing about Bowerly, if there's an animal abuse story in the news, he has to leave. He won't even sit down and hear it. He gets, like, violent.
I think his next animal is going to be named Ruth Beaver Ginsburg.
Beaver Ginsburg. Could you imagine? But as far as the other thing, too, is the overfeeding of cats. When you make something, you know, you try to love it, and maybe you had four cats, but you have one, and you just feed it for four cats, and they just...
Our cat's pretty big.
Yeah. I mean, that's... Look, we have a childhood obesity problem. We have a feline obesity problem,
too. Our cat is large.
And is it because you just don't love yourselves enough to feed it properly or get an exercise, or what's your...
The cat just eats a lot, you know? What am I going
to
say?
Well, you know, it's got a schedule. At least get it down to 2 cigarettes a day. So we have, oh my God, that's your cat? That is the biggest cat in the world. Show that to Gina. She'll have you print the handcuffs. No, that's not Garfield, but that's a healthy cat. Big cat. That's a 30-pound cat.
Yeah,
at least.
Maybe 20.
But it was good to hear from the wildlife people talking about how, you know, a lot of people in the rural areas like to domesticate raccoons and possums and whatnot. That's a horrible idea.
But you know what we need to do is get the phones ringing. I'm telling you that.
The
you
ringers
know,
we've are got, off.
I know, but no, well, not. I don't care.
I'm saying turn the ringers on.
There's some people on the phone, some aren't. 873-7722, though. I mean, we got to get people.
That's the Comtel donor line. 873-SPCA. Be an angel to the animals. Every angel to the animal, by the way, gets a free gift from Mighty Taco. And this hour is brought to you by M&T Bank, the SPCA 2018 Radiothon, presented by Geico. Give a call. I see too many people sitting around.
We need 9. What? We need 9 angels.
Are you
right
not
now.
Answering the phones, or are they not calling? What's the deal? No one's on the line? All right,
Gina's
talking.
Coming up.
Phones are
say,
ringing
Gina?
Out. Give us.
There are no secrets,
Gina.
Job.
How do we know that? Are we making money? Are we doing good things? What are we doing?
We're doing amazing things. Yeah, we're in the home stretch now. So we're
home
doing
stretch.
Incredible things.
So what is this number thing? How many people do we need to be? What does
we're
that mean?
We're looking for people. This is our power hour. We're looking for 50 angels before we end the radiothon. And it looks like we have 9 to go.
9 more angels for us to hit our 5,000, or what is it, 50
angels?
Are you serious?
You can't get 9 angels, David.
Didn't it start at 50?
It sure did.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
well,
I
we need
got
9
41
more.
Angels.
Yeah.
Where's Charlie? Charlie's angels.
Show ends at 6 if we get 9 more. Otherwise, Dick Bellavia, you're
well,
here.
Well, the show ends at 7, Tim. I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, 873-7722. That's 873-7722. It's presented by Geico. It's a 2018 Radio-a-thon. And we need 9 more people to be an angel to the animals. 873. Oh, there's a phone. Someone answer that. Stop eating pizza. Answer the damn phone. 873-7722. 873-SPCA. That's the Comtel donor line. And angels for the animals, you all get a special treat from Mighty Taco. and so many other partners. M&T Bank, we talked about Mighty Taco. Louis Texas Red Hots just showed up with milkshakes and cheesecake and hot dogs. That was very kind. But we also had Courier Capital and the Slobber Shop by ABC Basset Hound Rescue. And we heard from the wildlife director, and I was fascinated by that. There's so many, you know, for years we were told there are no coyotes. Coyote? What do you say, Gina?
I say coyote.
You say coyotes. We were told for years there were no coyotes in Western New York, and then all of a sudden there were coyotes in Western New York. And then we heard the same thing, and now people are saying there's no bears and black bears. That's ridiculous. That's Pennsylvania. Now guess what? They're in our backyard. If a black bear gets hit by a FedEx truck, where is it going to go? You know, what are you going to do? Would you be able to even, you know where to put the bear, right?
Probably call the DEC.
Oh, you call the, well, I could call the DEC. No, but you guys just did surgery on a bald eagle's claw. What was the surgery that you were doing on it?
It was a hawk.
It was a hawk.
Yeah,
a red-tailed
hawk.
A red-tailed hawk, and it had...
Yeah, it needed X-rays.
And it's the talon.
And the talons, yes.
It was a talon.
Blood drawn.
So you're doing everything, and you have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. 15 cows could show up tomorrow. You could have horses. You could have anything.
And 73 horses in one day.
Yeah, let's stop talking about that story. I get nervous every time that's brought up.
We're down to seven, too, by the way.
Seven angels? My goodness gracious. You call 873-SPCA. There's seven angels left.
I will put this on, this lit, whatever this is.
Tim's holding a Christmas tree
parade.
That'll
be a Christmas miracle.
A Christmas right miracle. There. You call them miracles. You don't call them adoptions.
That's right.
You call
them... Because they are miracles. You know, like we were saying earlier, you see that magic moment happen between an animal and a person, and you see their eyes meet, and it's incredible.
And how many of those, do we have a number on the adoptions that have happened today, the miracles that have happened today?
I know the last time that I checked, which was about 2 hours ago, we were up to 26. But we've got all the names posted on the wall, so as soon as I'm off here, I'm going to go count the number of adoptions
all right,
and let you know.
So at the end of this hour, we're going to know how much money was raised today, how many adoptions were done. I mean, this is, of all the events you do all year, this is the biggest.
This is significant. And, you know, we are not...
It's not the biggest?
A lot of people...
You just think it's significant?
It's significant. Well, we'll see if it's the biggest.
Oh,
we'll see
I
at 6
you.
O'clock.
Right? All right. You don't know the answer, then.
I don't
all
know
right.
the answer, no.
This is happening live. And we're down to, seven? We need seven more angels for the animals. And you can call the 873-SPCA. It's the Comtel donor line, 873-7722. And every angel for the animals gets a special gift from Mighty Taco. What is that gift? Do we know? Do they not want to commit
it's
yet?
It's a fantastic gift.
Is it
worth
edible?
The phone call?
Can you eat it?
Yes.
All right. That's all we care about.
Yeah. You can use it towards something to eat.
Gotcha.
Yes.
I don't want it to be like a pencil.
Yeah.
That's not
going to
be fun. But no, that special gift from Mighty Taco, very kind to them. So many partners in the region with the SPCA. You know what I mean?
I get the Mighty Taco pencil.
Who would want that? But you've got, you know, Mighty Taco, M&T Bank, Tops, Geico, all these folks, the Slobber Shop. And
we even had Lena Solmark, our Sabres goaltender,
you know,
come forward.
Tim Wenger was here, and I was, you know, the Sabres aren't making him do that. This is because he really believes and loves animals and he cares.
That's right. He went to the Sabres. We didn't initiate that. I wish I could take credit for it, but he went to the Sabres and said, I love dogs. I want to try to help some find homes. Can you make something happen? Came up with Allmark Sparks, and we kicked that off today. That's where we have those hockey pucks. And
they're gone.
We still have, I think they're gone. I thought we might still have one or two left.
Really?
For people who want to pop in and make a $50 donation, yeah.
$50 donation, get a Linus Allmark hockey puck. And that's cool. Also, there's half off adoptions.
That's right.
The adoption fee is 50% off.
That's until 8 o'clock. And that's it started out as only here at our shelter, but it's also all of our offsite locations. So if you're out shopping right now, you fall in love with a cat or a rabbit, another animal at one of our offsite locations, 50% off today only.
All right. Let's go to, we're going to go to a break when we come back. More of the Radio-a-thon. SPCA is Bowerly and Bellavia back after this.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog to cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Back to Bowerly and Bellavia. I want to thank Phil Kennedy, Sean Murphy. We are live at the 2018 SPCA Radio-a-thon. It's presented to you by Geico, and we have just hit our final angel for the animals. So congratulations. Thank you to everyone out there who called the Comtel donor line at 873-7722. All of you got, all of you who become angels for the animals get a special gift from Muddy Taco. And this hour is brought to you by M&T Bank, which is the perfect segue to introduce Jim Jaros from M&T Bank. Sir.
Thank you. Really excited to be in here. We know the SPCA is such a great organization. And one of the ways in which we support this great organization is through the Encouraging Kind Kids program. And Danielle here is from the Humane Department, Education Department, will explain a little bit more about the program.
Yeah, with your generous funding, we're actually able to provide the program Encouraging Kind Kids. And it's like an off-site classroom program that's offered to all schools in Erie County, grades K through 12, so even high schoolers. And we try to promote our mission statement of compassion, social action, kindness towards all living things. EKK is now offered, like I said, to all grades in Erie County. And thanks to the generosity of you guys at M&T Bank, we're allowed to reach those underserved communities and provide not only the program for free, but the transportation to a field trip right here at the new facility. And we're reaching over 20 schools, 1,400 kids in Buffalo right now, and
That's all sponsored by M&T. Outstanding work.
It's just one of the ways we sponsor, we support the SPCA, and you know, you think about it, pet owners sort of understand the cost that's involved with supporting pets, you know, from everything, vaccinations to pet toys to food. And shelters have to deal with this all the time. I mean, regardless of whether the economy's up or down, pets find their way here, unwanted, lost pets. And that's why we think it's important to make sure that we support this organization for those types of services, as well as why we need, that's why this Radiothon is here. And we think it's important to support the Radiothon because we need people's help. These are costs that they incur all the time, and you never know, it could be your pet that could be lost, and the SPCA would be there to take care of it.
Jim, M&T Bank, how long have you been associated with the SPCA?
Oh, I've been with the SPCA, I want to say it's almost as long as M&T Bank's been around. We've, I think, funded many things, from everything from the capital campaign to this building to being a sponsor for the Radiothon for many, many years.
And, you know, Danielle, you're talking about those programs that deal specifically with kids. And, you know, one of the things that I think has changed fundamentally in our country is that younger people are more respectful for animals than we were when we were raised.
Right.
There's a total difference, and that starts with those programs with young people.
Right. With programs that we offer, we saw that lack in kids with empathy, not only towards animals, but towards each other. So giving services like this and programs that we can get out there and do that humane education piece and tack in character education along and just show kindness is what makes us go round.
And the way we treat an animal, we've seen that all throughout. It's indicative of how we're going to treat each other.
Exactly. Right? And you can definitely see it even with in our public schools with those kids with behavior issues or anger issues or anything of that, the bully. You see them find that kindness and that light inside of them when they're doing a animal piece or learning about the animals or actually seeing one of our education animals or therapy dogs. It's just, that's why I do what I do.
Well, appreciate you doing that. Jim, you know, when you think about Western New York, you know, I was talking to I think Kathy from Tops, and companies that have been in Western New York as long as M&T Bank has been, you know the people of Western New York. Your community partners with the people of Western New York. We go back to It's a Wonderful Life when the bank guy's like, you know, it's everyone's house. And that's how banks work. You have to have that partnership. But Western New Yorkers, we're animal-loving people. I think that a story of animal abuse is sometimes more difficult than a story of human abuse. It's almost, we're accustomed to people being mean to each other. We don't expect people to be mean to pets.
You know, cats and dogs don't ask for a lot, right? They give us their unconditional love, and at least we can do for them is help the organizations who help these animals and dedicate their lives and their services to these unwanted and abandoned pets and, you know, folks that can't handle, you know, deal with their pet anymore. They take them to the SPCA. So I think it's important for us to support those types of organizations. And I think it's not just M&T Bank, but it's all of us. I mean, there's tons of volunteers. I can't remember the exact count they gave me, how many people volunteer for the SPCA. But if you haven't been to their new facility, I know I feel like it's new. It's been here already a couple of years. But if you haven't been here, you got to get down here and take a tour. It's an unbelievable facility. Even if you don't want a pet, I've got my family here that's trying to convince me to add another dog to the family.
Right,
but
that's right.
Just to take a walk around, you'll see all the great stuff that's being done.
Well, if you're coming to the SPCA before 8 o'clock tonight, you get a chance to get 50% off adoption fees, which is incredible. But at the same time, there's a whole slew of checks that the SPCA does to make sure that you're the right fit for the animal and that you're going to be a responsible steward with the animal. So it's not just that, you know, we're dropping turkeys in the parking lot here. We want to make sure that the right families are having the right animals across the board. Isn't that the way it is, Daniel?
Yeah, usually, I used to actually started as an intern, and I was in adoptions, and although our goal is for every animal to get a home, like you said, we really try to make it the best match possible. We go through behavior modification, background stuff, make sure they get along with everyone in the family, and there are those few occasions that we believe isn't a perfect fit. We always find a perfect fit for that family, but sometimes we have to direct them a different way from a different animal that they're looking at because we care for our animals. It's what's best for them.
And that's the most important part.
And Jim, the families as well, to keep them safe.
Exactly, exactly. Jim, M&T Bank, you know, when we look at how many years you've done this, you're the last. You guys announced at the very end how much money we brought in today. And when you look around at how many people were here, the cars, I don't know when you got here, but you couldn't even get into the parking lot. There were so many people here.
I couldn't find a parking space to start. I got here a little early and ended up parking on the side of the road to get in here. So
yeah,
it was great to see such support and such commitment by the community.
I luckily parked in the horse stall. It was open. And so I just... No, but you're right. There are so many people here. It's crazy. But, again, you know, you've been around and you've seen this building. There's so much. I mean, you talk about all the different animals you could look at, but the facilities here, what they're ready for and what they're prepared for, it really speaks volumes about where the SPCA has come in the last 15, 20 years.
It's awesome. And, again, you know, the building's one thing, and you're clearly going to be impressed when you get here. But most importantly is when you start to see the faces and the people that are involved and committed their time to whether it's volunteers coming to walk dogs and clean cages, or it's the vet techs, or, I mean, all different aspects of the jobs that are required here. It's probably the people that, I guess, makes me excited. You walk in the door, they're greeting you when you walk in the door and they're excited to talk to you about their organization. So it's all about the people in the end.
All about the people in the end. And every year you've done this, your family is asked to take home a dog. It's
yes.
Almost part of the radiothon.
Last year was just my son. Now they've ganging up on me. There's three of them. So
what are the chances?
I'm a little outnumbered.
What are the chances you're walking out of here?
It's probably a 50-50 right now. I think they're walking and trying to do the sales pitch. They're planning out what the pitch is going to be to Dad.
And the other thing, too, is we talked about the wildlife. I mean, we're talking about domesticated pets where you take home, you love them. There's a lot of animals out there that aren't cuddly animals that you can hold and love and get something out of them individually, but they're still part of Western New York, and they get hurt. They need help, and Danielle, the SPCA, has those services as well.
Right. Well, we tell our kids wildlife stays best in the wild, and the best way we can help them is by letting them be and calling someone like us at the SPCA where we can go out further, help them either remove the animal, or if it's sick, injured, orphaned, anything like that, give proper advice to keep those animals out in the wild that are in our backyards, in our neighborhoods, just as safe as the animals that we would have domesticated in our houses.
There's three beaver on the premises at one point. In the last couple, they had beavers that were here, and there was a hawk that just had surgery on a talon. So, I mean, every day has got to be a different experience for the people at the SPCA serving Erie County. I mean, you never know when you're going to get 45 horses, or, you know, someone's going to have a problem, or there's, now we have to worry about hoarding. People have too many. And again, it doesn't mean that they're, for the longest time, you know, violence towards animals has been the only way we kind of looked at abuse. But now we're seeing that there's some people that just, you know, for whatever reason, it's out of love, but it is abusing the animal because you can't feed them, and it's dangerous. And there's so the SPCA, it's so much more than just what we're traditionally thinking. I lost my cat, you know, or this guy tortured a bunch of horses. This is the entire community and all the problems with it. We have obese animals here. We have blind animals here. We have animals that are missing legs. And there's also a bunch of healthy animals. But the fact is that they all deserve love and they all need love. I've got a blind cat that I got from a rescue place, and it's the nicest cat in the world. A beautiful cat. So it's one of those things where it doesn't matter what the circumstances are that the animals came here. They leave, and a home is waiting for them, and you get something back when you take an animal home. Hey, thank you so much, Phil Kennedy. Thank you, Alan Harris. Appreciate Sean Murphy, everyone back at the studio. We are live here at the SPCA headquarters, and we are doing the 2018 Radio-a-thon, sponsored, presented by GEICO. And we also are the Comtel donor line, 873-7722. If you get here before 8 p.m., all adoptions are half off, and that is an absolute guarantee. There's also some hockey pucks sitting here with Sabres goaltender Linus Ullmark's signature. He's got a group called Ullmark's Barks. Bark for Ullmark? I don't know. Something to do with his barking. And Linus Ullmark loves dogs, and he's really done a lot for the SPCA, and we appreciate that. And we also love when he's doing his thing on the ice. Right now, if you're an angel for the animals, you also get a special gift from Mighty Taco. This hour is brought to you by M&T Bank. And we have, I got to say, I don't know how Sandy did, but yeah, we did the angels in like record time here. Yeah. Oh, no. Normally we're begging till the final minute. Please call. No. We did it. We got our 50 in the hour. And I'd just like to say, you're welcome, SPCA. On behalf of all of those who've contributed, we love animals in Western New York, and we believe we have a responsibility to take care of them and be honorable people, and that's part of what the SPA does for so many people in the Erie County area. There's a hush in the audience right now, and that's because they're about to do a great reveal. I'm going to put on my PGA voice. We're approaching the 18th hole. Tiger Woods has a pitching wedge in his hand. And Santa Claus is here. Didn't get a chance to meet him, but Santa Claus is here. And we're about ready to have a tremendous large check. Cameras are being set up right now. Tim Wenger has a microphone. And he's going to give us the reveal. Is that it? Not yet. Oh, yeah. So, no. There's a big check. They're not turning it around, though. They're hiding the check from us. And that is because we're not allowed to see the check. Can you just turn around for me so I can tell people? No? All right. In 2 minutes, we will have the reveal of how much money has been raised today in the 2018 SPCA Radio-a-thon. Let me tell you something. I've dealt with many, many news stories in my illustrious career. Never has there been tension like this right now. The alleged bombs in Buffalo today that all turned out to be a hoax, not nearly as stressful as what's happening right now at the SPCA headquarters. We're going to find out how much money the good people of Western New York and this audience have given to the SPCA. A lot of loitering. Don't see anyone doing pretty much of anything. What are we waiting on? Oh, I see. Okay, so here we have it. Here's the final number. Gina Browning will join us. Yeah. No, it's just live radio. Really, take your time, everyone. There's nothing.
My mom was looking for me.
We'll fix it in post. Yeah, all right. So listen, everyone's waiting on bated breath. What is happening? What is the amount of money Gina Browning, SPCA?
I can't give it yet.
Oh my goodness.
We're not ready to give it yet. This is the suspense.
What are we? We're doing.
Is the suspense? Okay, let me tell you.
Someone find a raven and we'll.
Here's what else. Someone drop work from a hawk right now. Right. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Last year, our total was phenomenal. It was 101,000.
Wow.
So last year, that was last year's total. It was fantastic, and we were thrilled. WBEN and Star 102.5 helped us, I mean, exponentially.
But now we have a Trump economy is what you're saying.
Well, that's right. So keep that in mind as we read the total.
Is that unnecessary? All right, go ahead. Gina Browning, the total. Can I just say this,
we've got 30 seconds.
This is like a NASA launch. Why are we waiting on the timing? We're releasing
gases. We've got 30 seconds.
Is a turtle bringing it out? Is that what's happening?
Did I mention that last year the total was $101,000.
$101,000.
That was last year, and we were thrilled with that.
But we're going to be thrilled with this year's total.
Yes, we are. They're getting ready to reveal the check, and the minute they turn that check around, I'll be able to read it.
Well, I guess
that's the excitement. We've got all our staff. We've got all our volunteers, our staff members waiting to hear the grand total. $124,670. Thank you, Western New York. Thank you, WBEN. It's amazing.
That is amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's incredible. I feel like I'm going to start crying, so I should hand this microphone to someone else.
No, this is great radio. Cry right now. We want to see it. Let's hear it. It's incredible. That's okay.
It's amazing.
You beat last year's number by $23,000.
That's right. You all beat last year's number.
The listeners, they did all of that. Thank you, listeners.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap this up. So much love and excitement here. I'm going to go adopt a marmoset. Bellavia and Bowerly, Bowerly and Bellavia will be back tomorrow, same time, same station. See you later.